The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome, everybody, to episode number 144. It is February the 6th here on Monday. We're out in Southern California. The skies are gray and are supposed to open up tomorrow. But on the heels of the Super Bowl, congratulations to all those cats out there in Jersey, where the New York Giants slayed the New England Patriots. Congratulations to Eli Manning, his second win over who I thought was going to pull it off, big Tom Brady and company. That officially puts an end to the football season as we know it and the beginning of professional bodybuilding as we head strong straight into Santa Monica, California this February the 18th, where the second annual Flex Pro Championships, along with fitness, will take place out in Santa Monica, California at the Santa Monica Civic. For more ticket information, make sure you give this number a call, 866-676-2007. There are tickets still available and some VIP seats, and it's all going down out there where Sean Roden, the Maryland Massacre, will be taking the stage. And you got Fuad Abiad and Lionel Biecki and Big Ben Pekulski squaring off against guys like Eduardo Correa. It's going to all go down there, and of course, the return of our six-time reigning and defending fitness champion, Ms. Adela Garcia. She'll have to get through Tandy Johnson, a two-time first Olympia fitness runner-up, along with Kamala Rodriguez and a few other good ones out there. I believe Oksana Grishina, one of California's very own, will be taking the stage by way of Russia. But with that, the big news in professional bodybuilding is the fact that Muscular Development has now joined forces with Pro Bodybuilding Worldwide's Big Dan Solomon. And calling in by way of Florida, we've got the man on the phone, the voice of professional bodybuilding. Welcome to the family here at Muscular Development Radio, Big Dan Solomon.
Thanks, Sugar Ray. It feels good to be a part of it. You know, I just heard you talk a little bit about the Super Bowl, and I guess you could say I'm probably doing a little bit better today than Wes Welker and the football fans out in New England, but I'm not doing nearly as well as the football fans out there in the New York area. What a great weekend.
Yeah, it was, you know, I didn't really represent. I'm a big football fanatic, but we didn't have any West Coast representation. That was a big East Coast thing, and I know you got family up there in Connecticut, and you met your guy. What's the guy? You put a picture up on the website, one of the all-time great, Al Michaels. You've got probably a pretty large collection of some pretty big luminaries that go beyond the scope of bodybuilding. Very well connected, Dan. Tell me a little bit about what brought you to the Muscular Development family after so many years. I know we started back in 2005 with Pro Bodybuilding Weekly, and I remember that well because my wife was pregnant, and I was one of your early guests on the show, and you seemed to just take this whole voice of professional bodybuilding to an entirely different level with the number of guests, including every Olympia winner that's been in the history of bodybuilding over the past 47 years, and now you found a home here at Muscular Development. Talk about that.
You know, and before we get into all of that, you just brought back some memories because I remember it like it was yesterday. It was early 2005, and I was driving around. I had heard an interview on talk radio down here in South Florida with Shaquille O'Neal. He was playing for the Miami Heat at the time, and I thought to myself, why is it that bodybuilding fans can't hear directly from their favorite bodybuilders? Every other type of sports fan can hear the words of their favorite athletes and all the different sports except bodybuilding fans, and I called you up. I told you about the idea, and just as you mentioned, you and Christy were about to have a baby. Asia was coming pretty soon, and you decided that it was a tough time for you to maybe get involved, but you ended up coming on as one of our very first guests. Dexter Jackson was actually our very first guest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were a big part of it from the beginning and gave a lot of counsel and advice along the way, and of course, Bob Ciccarello settled in nicely in the co-host chair, but to answer your question about how I arrived at MD, you know, Sean, do you remember when we all used to sit around at these events at the dinner tables and at the bars and so forth. And we would talk about the possibility of corporate America getting involved in the bodybuilding industry. Years ago, it was something we strived for. We wanted big corporations to come into this industry and help us get to the next level. Well, the old expression, be careful what you ask for, would have to apply here, because that's exactly what happened. Big businesses came in. They started acquiring supplement companies. They started the Weider. They acquired the Weider publishing empire. All of a sudden, everything changed. Companies that were built on passion, they were suddenly being run the way big businesses are run. And all of a sudden, Sean, we looked up, you, me, and everyone else, and the people who loved bodybuilding were no longer running these companies. The decision makers were no longer the people that helped build the industry. And that really is what eventually drew me here to MD, because it occurred to me all of a sudden that this community was one of the few remaining places where the bottom line was not always the bottom line. And when Steve and I started talking about our hopes for the future of the sport, I realized that we shared a very similar vision. And I also realized that Steve has assembled a team of great people who feel the same way. So that's basically the short version of how this deal came together.
Well, and speaking of that, though, again, you've been pretty active in mobile. I believe I met you back in the late 90s or early 2000s when they still had the New York Pro Championships. You were working your way around with Pro Muscle, I believe it was, and you're doing some managerial type stuff, helping out Durham Charles. But man, you've come a long way. How did you even get into bodybuilding? Because I don't recall you ever stepping on a bodybuilding stage.
Yeah, it's funny, I did a few local NPC events back in the mid to late 90s. But really how I got involved was, I was on a business trip in New York City back in 1998, and just so happened that across the street from the hotel I was staying at was the 1998 Mr. Olympia. So I was excited. I was a big follower of the bodybuilding community at the time. I had a handful of friends in the industry, so I decided to walk across the street, grab a ticket, and while I was there, I think at an event afterwards, I ran into Durham Charles, and we started talking, and we started, talking about how we did at the contest, and we came to the realization that we lived within about 10 minutes of each other. So we got to talking, and he came back, he started to train me, and we started to do different things. But really what that led me to was relationships with some great people. And the real moment for me was Durham came up to me about a year later, and he was trying to find himself an endorsement deal, and he wanted to get a contract with the great Joe Weider. So he asked me if I could help him in those pursuits. So I made some phone calls, and I actually, naively, I didn't know better. I picked up the phone. I figured, well, if you're going to try to get a deal with Joe Weider, let's call Joe Weider. So I put in a call to Joe's office, never expected to hear back. And I remember it like it was yesterday. My phone rang, and I'm not going to do a Joe Weider impersonation because I'm terrible at it. But Joe called me up, and we proceeded to, of course, we talked about Durham for 10 minutes. He ended up agreeing to give Durham a deal. But even more than that, it was the start of a relationship with Joe, and Joe invited me to write for Muscle and Fitness magazine, and I started doing some work with Vince Scalise and Bill Geiger and that whole crew from back in the late 90s, early 2000s, and then one thing kind of led to the next, and pay-per-view came in, and a company called Physical TV was doing some pay-per-view, and they needed somebody who could, you know, help them out a little bit with the microphone, and I lent a hand, and I guess the rest is history.
It's kind of come full circle. I remember doing one of the broadcasts for bodybuilding.com with you backstage for Physical TV the year after we were on Fox Sports Net, which was my last year on the Olympia stage.
That's the year we got torn up. If you remember, that was the year that we were told by the producers to talk over the posing routine because we weren't sure if we had royalties. We weren't sure if we had secured the rights to the royalties on the posing music. So you and I were told, make sure you talk over the posing music so we don't get into trouble on the music with the royalty fees and all those other legalities. And, of course, when the contest was over, you and I got shredded because nobody wanted to hear our voices. They wanted to watch the routine.
Yeah, well, it was a good year. I was on my way out of bodybuilding at that time, competitively speaking. But, again, you're like one of the first guys I've ever talked to that's even mentioned Joe Weider and didn't take a stab at the voice. I mean, you say Joe, and it's like, hello, Dan. I want to offer Durham Charles a contract. I mean, even guys that can't do it try to do Joe Weider. That's what he's famous for. He's got that very distinguished voice. We were pleasured with his presence on the Evolution of Bodybuilding, which is going to be 100% complete and available on February 20th. That's a nice little segue. But with that, Dan, your radio show is now going to follow MD Radio in the one hour afterwards, which is 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, and you said you kind of switched to a new format, and you have a very important guest coming on your show a little later on today. Tell us a little bit of previews of what we're going to hear.
Well, a couple of things that we've done differently. Of course, it's no secret that PBW has stood for Pro Bodybuilding Weekly since we started doing it. Well, we were in touch with Rafael Santoja out in Spain a few weeks back, and he talked about the importance of cultivating the global community, how important the other regions are beyond the United States, and I couldn't agree more. We get, as you know, here at MD, the visitors on the forums, the listeners to your programs, the viewers of your multimedia, they're from all regions. They're from all seven continents. So we decided that it was an important message to send to let folks around the world know that what we're doing is for everyone. So we are calling the show now Pro Bodybuilding Worldwide, and tonight we begin the season with our very special guest, Jim Mannion, who's going to come on and talk about what turned out to be a bit of a record-setting year around bodybuilding last year. Not only were the national-level events, did they break all sorts of records from an entry standpoint and the athletes, but we had new divisions. We had just a whole bunch of, you know, a whole bunch of new things happening and a whole bunch of growth happening, and we're excited to have Jim come on and talk about that. And of course, Chad Nichols returns and Lee Thompson to offer their individual perspectives. Chad, known of affectionately as the original guru, so he brings some really interesting insight, having been in the trenches with the guys, having been promoting the events for many, many years. And he, you know, of course, is married to the great Kim Krzyzewski and worked with Ronnie for many years. Everybody knows Chad's story. And the nice thing about Lee is Lee gives the listeners a chance to hear really what's going on the highest levels around the sport, and when rules are changed, when, you know, decisions are made, we have Lee standing by to bring it directly to the audience. So that's the plan for 2012.
Real quick, Dan, is anything going to change in terms of where we go to tune in to your show? Are we going to find it right here at MD Radio? Do we got to go to bodybuilding.com? How can we listen to Pro Bodybuilding Worldwide Radio with yourself every day at 5 p.m. Pacific?
Well, it's actually not every day. Of course, we do a new show every Monday, just like you guys do. But the best way to do it, there's a few ways. I know the guys over at MD have set up some special portals on the website where they can listen to it, and I'm sure there'll be links attached to the forum. The website hub for the show is probodybuildingradio.com, and if you go there, you can learn all about the show and access links and so on and so forth. So right now, we're kind of sorting everything out to figure the best way. And it's also important to mention that bodybuilding.com is also a big part of our extended family. They've been there from the beginning, and they do a great job for the sport with the webcast and all the other things that they've done for us over the years. And they're back, and they're part of this, so we're excited to have them along. So there's lots of ways to listen to the show, and we're just thrilled to follow you because, Sean, I got to give you props. I know you have to run, but real quick, you mentioned Evolution of Bodybuilding. The feedback I'm getting on this thing is tremendous, and I just can't say enough about what you and your team have done to capture these stories, because these stories are inspiring, they're tremendous, and you've done a really great job. I have to ask you one question before I get out, because you know I like to ask the questions. My question to you, Sean, what was the moment of all the interviews you did for Evolution of Bodybuilding? What was the moment, the person that you were talking to, that you knew that you were capturing something that was going to be special? What was that?
Dan, I'm going to take our first commercial break. I got to answer that on the other side of this first commercial break here at episode 144 with the voice of Pro Bodybuilding, Dan Solomon, right back after this.
This is Lonnie Tieper from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Smart Shake is not your regular shaker bottle. Smart Shake has two built-in compartments allowing you to store several servings of nutritional supplements. The shaker bottle is 100% leak-proof, non-toxic, and built from superior quality plastic. It's everything you need all in one unit. You even get a choice of colors. So do like four-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler and get your hands on a Smart Shake, the world's smartest shaker bottle, from www.smartshake.com today. That's smartshake.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Levroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world, and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances. But rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Run! Oh my eyes! Business as usual, man! I stole you! I stole you! Run! Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
From the creators of Bullnox, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new Fosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Levroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend, the cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroniFormula.com.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to HumaPro.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from muscle mass, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. Do you want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, you're listening to MD Radio, episode 144, and oh, the irony of 7 years ago when Dan Solomon called me out of the blue to ask me if I wanted to partake in an internet bodybuilding radio show about bodybuilding with bodybuilders for the bodybuilding fans around the world, and I squeezed in as little time that I could afford while I was changing diapers and working with a company called Viotech that's now out of business, but there was a lot going on. I was moving into a new home, and here we are some 7 years later. Dan has recorded. How many episodes have you recorded on that radio show, Dan?
We've done about 240 or so, and I remember it's funny because the big question was, would we be able to fill an entire hour with content about bodybuilding? And that we were scared because we didn't realize that there was going to be so much to talk about, and as we're proving right here, especially given the amount of guests that you have lined up tonight. I know you got Jay Cutler coming on and Hani, and you got some great guests, and I am really looking forward to hearing what Jay has to tell you, because I heard word just came in a short while ago that he's got his surgery to repair his biceps scheduled, and things are moving forward for what we're told is a potential return to the Olympia stage in September. That's big news.
Right, and I got somebody coming up that's very close to the situation that'll shed some light before we hear from the man himself. But referencing back to your question, the moment I knew that I was on to something big with this evolution of bodybuilding, in terms of the interview, I started this entire project off with the most important interview, and that was with Joe Weider himself. 90-plus years old, I left out of his office into his nephew Eric Weider's office, from his office into Alan Donnelly, the then editor of Flex Magazine. Then I hopped on a plane and went to Utah and interviewed Larry the Legend, which was like walking into a time machine, the first Mr. Olympia 1965, the year I was born. And from that, it just took flight. And I got all the interviews that I wanted. Of course, are there more I could have gotten? Yes. Are people walking out of that theater talking about the show, interviews? Of course. So I think that's the mark of something good, is that you leave the audience talking about what ifs and other things that can be added. I think the bodybuilding world will appreciate the work of Trick Entertainment and Patrick Rivera, my co-producer, along with my passion for the sport of bodybuilding, but more importantly, the passion that the winners and the runner-ups had in telling the timeline that was 1965 to 2011 that includes the reigning defending Olympia champion, Phil Heath. You're going to love it. You can go to evolutionofbodybuilding.com, order it now. You'll have it in 2 weeks' time. And, Dan, I look forward to hearing from you when you actually watch it in its entirety. But we appreciate what you're doing for bodybuilding. A guy that just kind of started out messing around with the weights has now become the voice of bodybuilding and a new member of Muscular Development team here on the bodybuilding side of things. We look forward to having some correspondence with you as well when we see you at various shows on MDTV, Dan.
Sean, looking forward to it. Thanks so much for having me, and have a great rest of the show. I'll catch up to you later.
All right. Team MD just got a little bit better with the addition of the voice of pro bodybuilding, Dan Solomon. Nobody does it better, nor have they ever attempted to put as much time and effort into getting the stories and reporting them factually and correctly. Good Dan Solomon is on the best team there is as we continue to build our multimedia machine over here at Muscular Development. And one of those guys that's a part of that family is calling in from Northern California, the guru, Big Hani Rambot. Hani, welcome back to MD Radio. It's been a while, bro.
Oh, I know, man. I know. It's season's about to start off, and everybody's been kind of in sleep mode, it seems like.
Well, we're about to wake that up, because right now, man, you've had a very good run of champions that you worked with. Of course, we know you're working with the great Phil Heath, the defending champion of the Mr. Olympia, who upset your other champion in Jay Cutler. But to clear the air, let's get a couple bullet points in order so we know exactly what we're talking about here. We do know that Phil Heath, correct, is sitting out the Arnold Classic, waiting to defend his title over there in September in Las Vegas. What's the skinny on Phil at this point in time? What's he weighing, and what do you have him doing?
This morning he was 270 pounds. He's on his way up. You know, he took a little break in regards to training, you know, kind of came off his diet, was probably hitting up more on the burgers and sandwiches and the Persian food that he likes to eat, but definitely eating less in general than what he's used to. And now he's just been able to try to get his weight back up. And so this morning he was 270, and we'll see where his weight climbs. You know, we're definitely not trying to blow him out and do anything crazy. What we're trying to do is just refine what he has.
Yeah, one thing he did say is, like, there's no telling how big he can get, but he's not stupid. He knows what got him, the Olympia title. And he also was quoted as saying, you know, Jay said that he was the king now, and if he believes it, then he could actually achieve it. And winning it once wasn't going to be satisfying enough to him. What has he got to do to defend this title against the field of competitors coming into 2012?
You really have to just stick to his game plan, which is continue to get just his strength stronger and build up his weaknesses. So He doesn't have to reinvent the wheel. He doesn't have to go out and do anything super extreme. What he has to do is just continue to build off of last year. Last year, he had a really good year. He was able to really work on his weak points. And if he continues that, you're going to be able to see some really good improvements come September.
Okay, now there's rumors there may be some change in your workings with Jay Cutler. Have the dynamics of your involvement with the former four-time Olympia winner, three-time Arnold Classic champion, has it changed a little bit? Is there some evolution going on between you and him?
Well, I'm going to let him deal with talking about it, because there's a lot of things that are going to be coming up new for Jay.
Yep.
And, you know, he's got the bicep surgery. He's got a lot of things that he's working on. So, and he's going to be on within the next few minutes. So I'll let Jay discuss a lot.
All right, well,
of that.
There's other guys. You're working with Steve Kuklo, who's planning on making his pro debut, I believe, right there in New York City, where Jay actually won his first pro competition. Of course, we know a lot of guys have won their first competitions and went on to very big and impressive things. We know that Phil Heath has got a New York championship. Kai Greene's got a couple of them. Branch Warren, Melvin Anthony, Darren Charles. What's in the works for Steve Kuklo?
You know, Steve's working on getting ready for the New York Pro right now. He's just working on getting bigger, fuller, working on getting, you know, a really good impact on his pro debut in New York. So right now, it's all about putting on size. And that's exactly what he's working on before he starts getting ready for the dieting aspect of the preparation. So
why you say that? I mean, it's pretty easy to say, but no one said across the board, Phil, that Steve's lacking in size. Where is this size actually going to go from your trained eye?
Well, you know, he still wants to get, you know, his chest bigger. He wants to get his back fuller. He's got a lot of real estate. He's a very big boy. So there's a lot of real estate to fill up. So between his upper chest, his back, there's a lot of things, you know, trying to build that more bubbly look that we've been able to accomplish with Phil. And even Jay, like if you look at Jay, you know, Jay's got a lot of muscle maturity and he's got some, you know, a lot of crazy shots. And what he needs to do is being able to develop those shots so that he can have some dominant poses. And that's what we're working on with Steve right now.
Well, right on. So outside of those two, you got a guy coming up from France here at the Flex Pro, Lionel Biecki, correct?
Correct.
What do we have? What can we expect from him? Because he was on the cusp in New York. A lot of people saw the writing on the wall that this guy is ready to break through.
You know, a lot of what he has to go through, he was just out here about a month ago, and what he has to go through in France is amazing. Like the stuff that he has to deal with, you know, having to do cardio in the stairwell of his apartment complex because the gym hours in France are messed up. There's some days are only open like 1 to 2 hours in the middle of the day. So there's a lot of different things that he has to do. And he's been working really, really hard. So with him, it's about refinement, getting his conditioning down, dialing in with the diet. And now that he has a new training protocol, when he's been able to come out here, we've revamped his training protocol so that we can continue to work on his roundness and his volumization. So I think we'll see some of that, you know, in a couple weeks.
All right, well, honey, we're going to catch you at the second annual Flex Pro Championships right here in Santa Monica with your protege, Lionel Biecki, and then, of course, we'll head down into Columbus, Ohio for the 24th edition of the Arnold Schwarzenegger Classic. Do you got anybody in that competition besides Lionel?
No, just Lionel right now. What we're doing is just really focusing this year. We got a lot of things coming out. New FSC 7 video that just dropped, so refined. So we've been working on that really, really diligently for the last year and a half. So we got Jay in it, Phil in it, Steve Kuklo, Seth Ferrosi. So that just came out, so you can get that on the website on FST7.com, FST-7.com. So we've been working on that and been working on a lot of different projects, including the eGen supplements. So it's been pretty crazy, so we're trying to focus our attention a little bit.
All right, we'll bring you on board right before we head into the Arnold Classic for another preview. Catch you here in Southern California for a wrap-up, hopefully after the pre-judging, to get your take on how this Flex Pro Championships goes down. February the 18th, that's Hani Rambod, the guru. We're going to continue to stay in touch with him because he's got his finger on the pulse of professional bodybuilding. Thank you for calling in, Hani. All right, we're going to come back on the other side of the break with four-time Mr. Olympia, Jay. A cut above, Cutler.
This is Marcus Haley, the Comet, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Tonight, your doctor
peroxide war is over. MHP introduces InnoBomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Need to experience real workouts and pumps with InnoBomb.
Levroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Smart Shake is not your regular shaker bottle. Smart Shake has two built-in compartments allowing you to store several servings of nutritional supplements. The shaker bottle is 100% leak-proof, non-toxic, and built from superior quality plastic. It's everything you need all in one unit. You even get a choice of colors. So do like four-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler and get your hands on a Smart Shake, the world's smartest shaker bottle, from www.smartshake.com today. That's smartshake.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing. Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear it would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of mitotropin.
Levroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at levroniformula.com.
This is IFBB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Run! Oh my eyes! Business as usual, man! Come on! Who are you again? I still you! It's going again! Run!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Stimulating talk gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we are heading in once again to the 24th annual Arnold Schwarzenegger Festival out in Columbus, Ohio, the weekend of March the 1st through March the 4th, and we are graced with the presence of a guy that's got four of those Arnold Classic trophies, three of those, along with his four standout trophies, one of the guys that are headed into the Bodybuilding Hall of Fame. probably not too far off in the near future, but right now, plans may be put on hold for that. Mr. Jay Cutler calling in by way of Las Vegas. Jay, welcome back to MD Radio.
What's up, Sean? How you doing?
Real quick, I don't want to get presumptuous. I'm assuming that you're in Las Vegas. You're a world traveler. You home now?
Yeah, I'm in Vegas right now. I'm actually in the Strip right now, so...
Yeah, we saw you at the L.A. Fit Expo, and it seemed to be that you were jockeying around all over the place, from the Smart Shake booth to the Jay Cutler athletic apparel and giving seminars, which is where we saw some breaking news, Jay. There's a lot of people that weren't at the L.A. Expo or didn't catch it online. Why don't you tell us about what's going on? We do know you're scheduled to have your bicep surgery on February the 24th, I believe, but there's something else that's looming in your future as well. Talk to your fans.
I was scheduled to go tomorrow, actually, for this surgery on the bicep. Like I said, I think out at the expo, I was scheduled for the 2 weeks, within the 2 weeks of that seminar, you know, that I was giving out there. But what happened was, is I came home, I have two appearances booked the next consecutive weekend. So the question lied whether or not I could travel. On Friday, I was scheduled surgery on a Tuesday. So, you know, I've been back and forth with the doctor now for 3 days since Friday. And basically, he's suggested maybe I put it off until I don't have to get on a plane. And which means, at this point, I may not be at attendance at the Arnold Classic, actually, because of this surgery. So,
wow. You're going to miss the Arnold Classic?
Changes. What's that?
You're going to miss the Arnold Classic, potentially? You may not be there?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to actually be attending at the Arnold this year. I think I'm going to have to sit that out just because I don't have to get on a plane and deal with, I don't know how deep this is going to be because of the way the MRI showed, which originally my doctor thought it was torn totally from the shoulder joint. It showed that the tendon actually tore up the muscle, which is very rare for this to happen, but that's why I think I've suffered no pain or anything like that because, you know, it's not a complete tear. Although, you know, it is quite a surgery to get it back up there and attach it. But, you know, I want to be in a sling for 6 to 8 weeks and they're definitely looking at it as, you know, something that I may be back sooner, but, I wanted to get in the gym, you know, as soon as possible after the surgery. But, you know, right now I just got to focus on healing up and then going from there.
So has the doctor kind of explained to you, did he walk you through what you're going to expect, or is he just going to knock you out and go in and do his business and you're going to wake up at home with your arm in a sling?
Yeah, they pretty much said it's an hour surgery. It's pretty simple. I mean, they said that it doesn't matter if I get it done today or 2 weeks from now because it's been such a chronic injury. I mean, it happened back in September, and I know a lot of people out there question, well, why didn't I get it done right away? But if they've known my schedule and what I've been had going on, they would understand. But the problem is the bodybuilding community is only relative of what they see or hear on the magazines and radios and that kind of stuff. But I have a life outside of that, that I'm working on a lot of different things, and it just wasn't suitable at this time to have the surgery until now. I mean, I've had a lot of things going on and a lot of things where I have to be active, and I could not be laid up. I mean, this is 8 weeks we're talking about. That's 2 months of time that I'm going to be, you know, kind of moving around with one arm. And when you're trying to do a million things like I'm doing and focusing on, you know, a lot of different aspects of my career at this point, you know, I have to look at things at that in that perspective, and I have to do what's best for me. So that's why I held off so long in doing this.
Yeah, well, with that being said, I had Hani Rambod on here earlier, and I asked him about the dynamics of the relationship that you guys are working with, and you've got a lot of things going on and things have changed over the course of the past year as you continue to evolve. What does that relationship look like now, considering that you're going to have this surgery, you're going to take an extended break, which is forced upon you? I don't think since you started bodybuilding you've ever taken this kind of a time off for an injury, but where does Hani Rambod and his program fit into the economy of your bodybuilding career at this point in time?
Well, I mean, pretty much I haven't really, I mean, people have seen pictures out there of me training or whatever, you know, some small videos or whatnot, but my training has been very different since the Mr. Olympia. I mean, I've trained very light weights. I'm not pushing extreme heavy weights at all. I'm doing more of what I call almost a fitness workout because I've been giving my body a rest. And remember, I mean, I'm still working off an injury. So for a lot of things, you know, doing heavy back movements and bicep curls and that kind of stuff, I still have to nurse that arm. I mean, it's torn. So
a lot of people say, well, how can he even do anything? You know, is he even really torn? But it's absolutely torn. So I'm kind of just, you know, going through the motions. And, you know, to be honest, I mean, this is how it's always been with Hani and myself, where, you know, he really works close with me for the competitions, but we did some stuff in my comeback year in 2009 where we worked a lot in the off season. But the last 2 years, I've been so busy. I've been traveling and you know, he has other clientele and whatever, you know, we get together here and there. But I mean, at this point, I've had no thought about anything in the future until all this bicep issue resolves. And like I said at my seminar, you know, I'm going to come off this surgery and, you know, in hopes to, you know, train for a fifth title. You know, I want to get back in the gym, but, you know, I can't really do anything until this surgery is done and over with. And I'm, you know, cut that sling off and I start, you know, moving that shoulder joint around and really seeing how it feels.
Well, right. With a couple of minutes left, obviously you're going to have a lot of time to contemplate how your physical approach to the weights is going to take. Clearly nobody said you have to be bigger going into the Mr. Olympia. Should you have a full recovery, basically, literally all of February, all the way probably till you, when would you have to kick it up in terms of intensity? Probably like in June if you're going to make that run for your fifth try?
I think May, June, which has always been the case. I always started kind of my contest stuff in June. You know, I gave myself, you know, 16 to 20 weeks. But, you know, coming back, I mean, there's no question I'm going to come in, you know, my biggest that I'm going to try, you know, I'm going to come back bigger. That's for certain. I mean, I was smaller last year. I was smaller in 2010. I mean, I still need to think I need to go back to what really wins. And obviously, you know, I'm not going to be outsized by anyone, but you know, a lot of people are judging what happened last year, but that was, I mean, I was much smaller than I should have been. And, you know, when you're training with an injury and whatnot, that probably had something to do with it also. But I think, you know, I've had a lot of time to sit back and think about things. If I'm going to train for another contest, it's going to be in my own fashion, and I'm going to win being bigger. So,
right on, man. Well, with the last minute and a half or so, what else is going on in the world according to Jay? Because we just come off the holidays where most people are home doing nothing. You're about to go into the blade. So will you be sitting at home these 2 months, or will you be more interactive on the bodybuilding forums, responding to your fan mail? How will you utilize that little layoff before you start getting back in the gym?
I'm probably, you know, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm working on, you know, a couple projects behind the scenes right now. I can't really talk about at this point. A lot of people are making assumptions, and I wish people would just sit back and actually, you know, be respective and, you know, just wait for me to make certain announcements. But, you know, there's been a lot of change in my career. I mean, I'm not with Muscle Tech any longer. I finished my contract in December. And, you know, I'm just, you know, enjoying my time away and you know, I'm going to keep doing the things. I'm working on the clothing line very heavily now. I got a whole staff kind of helping me with that. And I'm doing a lot of different things now and really just, you know, enjoying this downtime a little bit and refocusing on things. And if I come back, you know, in 2012, it's going to be a monster. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to that.
Right on, Champ. Once again, I know you couldn't make the previews over there, the premiere of the Evolution of Bodybuilding. You were doing that business over there at the LA Fit Expo with your booth and everything, but you're going to love the way that this documentary came out. You're a very integral piece, component on that documentary with all of those guys, which are basically all Hall of Famers. We'll get one out to you so you can enjoy that during your recovery. And make sure you come back to MD Radio when you're on the other side of that recovery period. Hopefully you can help us preview a little bit of the Arnold Classic coming up, which is where you won three of those trophies the first weekend of March on MD Radio.
Thank you so much.
All right, the fabulous one, Jay Cutler, your four-time Mr. Olympia, three-time Arnold Classic champion. Let's put our prayers together and make sure that thing comes out successful and he winds up back on that stage to do battle with the other great bodybuilders, including his friend Phil Heath. Would love to see that rematch, I should say, because Jay took him out a couple of times before Phil got the one. But I think that would be a really good comeback story and another feather in Jay's cap if he should make it back to the Olympia stage where he rightfully belongs. We'll take our final commercial break right here at MD Radio. Come back with some updates on some upcoming pro contests, including promoter out of Arizona, Striker Solomon, with the upcoming Arizona Pro Championships right after this message.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
If you're looking for- for the No Bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever it takes to win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
From the creators of Volnox, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new Fosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Levroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Run! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! Let's go again! Shh! Run! Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Smart Shake is not your regular shaker bottle. Smart Shake has two built-in compartments allowing you to store several servings of nutritional supplements. The shaker bottle is 100% leak-proof, non-toxic, and built from superior quality plastic. It's everything you need all in one unit. You even get a choice of colors. So do like four-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler and get your hands on a Smart Shake, the world's smartest shaker bottle, from www.smartshake.com today. That's smartshake.com.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxidrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world, and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances. But rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Levroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroniFormula.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing. Oh. Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, that's one of the best that ever was, Jay Cutler, one of the stars of the evolution of bodybuilding, along with a slew of other Hall of Fame bodybuilders, telling their story about their journey through the 46, 47 years of the Mr. Olympia, from the beginning where it started with Joe Weider, narrated by Peter McGough, one of the best storytellers in all of bodybuilding. And these guys drag that entire timeline. We see careers begin and end right before our eyes, including the Incredible Hulk, Lou Ferrigno, as he chimes in the 70s and once again in the 90s as bodybuilding changed, and he came back after a 17-year layoff in Helsinki, Finland, when the world got its first glimpse as Kevin Lavroni got his second-place finish to Dorian Yates' first-ever victory in the Mr. Olympia out there in Helsinki, Finland. And, of course, we watched Lee Labrada go into retirement along with Rich Gaspari and myself right there on camera as we told the story as it happened. What a story it was, too, with regards to the Mr. Olympia, wrapping things up with Phil Heath winning his first Mr. Olympia, vanquishing Jay Cutler, who now is vying to come back and try once again for a fifth title after his bicep surgery, which he doesn't seem all too concerned about, a guy that's never really been injured in bodybuilding, not fearing going under the blade, has total complete faith in his doctors and addressing the issue. Unfortunately, the fans and the sport will suffer as a result, because Jay alluded to the fact that he may not be present in Columbus, Ohio, as he begins to recover from that injury. But again, one door closes and other doors open, so maybe he'll be a little more available to his fans online and doing his online mailing, and very busy guy representing a multitude of companies as he contemplates his future. But with that in mind, we'll move from the second annual Flex Pro Championships, February the 18th in Santa Monica, all the way to the desert in Mesa, Arizona, where Stryker Solomon, the promoter out there, will be putting on the first ever 212-pound pro bodybuilding championships, along with a bikini competition and a few other things. Let's bring on the promoter extraordinaire by way of Arizona. Stryker, welcome back to MD Radio.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it.
Big Stryker, give us some details as you get ready for this competition. It being so early in the year, is it a little bit slow going? Tell us about some of the things that we can expect in Arizona and who you got coming out that way.
Well, you know, the first thing is, you know, the weather's nice.
No doubt.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you look at on the athletes list on the IVB website, it's not as full as we wanted, but we always have the longest on one of the longest lineups,
yeah,
and toughest lineups in the IVB. You know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think mostly because of the Flex Pro coming up, they're all trying to, you know, jump up to the Flex Pro.
Exactly. Yeah.
But it's okay, you know. They'll come down here, you know, and we have in also the women's physique division.
Yeah, that'll be the time?
First men's 212 and first women's physique. So that's something we're excited about. And this goes down in history. Mm-hmm. As you know, history will always come back and remind us of what we've done today.
Yeah, Rich Gaspari, the first ever Arnold Classic champion, being celebrated here as he won it in 1989, and we are 24 years into it with the Arnold. And Larry Scott, the legend, there's always something to be said for being the first, and you providing that platform for these guys is huge. Tell me where it's at, the host hotel, the website information.
Well, the website is www.doesmuscleclassic.com. We've kept everything the same, Sean, the same venue, the same hotel. The athletes like it. They like the convenience of it, the closeness to the airport, and the, you know, the kindness that they receive from the neighborhood there.
Yeah.
So we kept everything simple and the same to give them more access to whatever they want and keep them happy.
Yeah. Now, is that the Performing Arts Theater that it's at? That's
the,
a really nice venue.
Mesa Arts Theater.
Okay,
Mesa,
good. Yeah.
Yeah. If you go to the Desert Muscle Classic website, every information is on there. Whatever you want is on there, be it from sponsors to athletes to, you know, anything. It's on there.
Well, Stryker, what you continue to do out there in Mesa, Arizona is not going unnoticed. I know the athletes appreciate it. The fans who come out there appreciate it. But more importantly, the judges and the athletes really appreciate the care and attention that you pay to putting on a first-class production out there. And, of course, I'm going to be out there supporting you for the third consecutive year, man. Keep it up, and we look forward to seeing you really soon.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it. Appreciate
all
the time.
All right. Stryker Solomon, man. One of the guy, one of the genuine fans and a person who practices what he preaches. You see this guy. He's all dieseled out. He trains hard. He looks good. And then there he is putting it all back into the sport, giving other athletes an opportunity to do what they do. But with that, we're coming down to a close on the Super Bowl weekend, episode number 144. And I want to thank all of our guests, of course, promoter extraordinaire, Stryker Solomon, Jay Cutler. Prayers are going to go out to you. Everybody keep your fingers crossed. Hopefully everything comes back for him. His arms aren't small by any means, so those doctors are going to have some precision vision to get in there and fix that, reattach it, and make sure that Jay comes out better than when he went in there. You're dealing with a Hall of Famer, Mr. Olympia physique doctors. Make sure you pay attention to our guy, or we're going to have the whole cult following of bodybuilding come down there and track you down. Of course, Dan Solomon, stay tuned to MD Radio. Dan Solomon is coming on with his premiere episode as brought to you by Pro Bodybuilding Worldwide Radio, the voice of professional bodybuilding. Dan Solomon is bringing on the president, Jim Mannion, who's got a lot to say about things coming up, changes in the sport, direction. Of course, he's got his co-hosts on there, Chad Nichols and the great Lee Thompson, IFBB district chairman out there in Texas. Congratulations once again to the Giants. We'll come back next week as we lead into the Flex Pro Championships right here in Southern California on the eve of a rainy night. Peace!
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.